Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on this nice, crisp, but not very sunny day. First Sunday in February. You know, the month is taking off fast, running. But remember, you're going to have an extra day in February this year. Time to do those special projects. We welcome Terry Budd and her husband Dale to our service this morning. She will be bringing us her message. Pastor Roberta is still battling bronchitis. So our thanks to Terry for filling in today. And your message title sounds intriguing. At this time, we will start our service with our invitation to worship, followed by the unison prayer. We declare that we love you. We pray that you would reveal this great love to us all today as we gather to worship. Lead us by your Spirit to praise you. Lord, be with us this day, helping us to put our priorities in order so that we may faithfully serve you by serving your people. Heal our spirits. Enable us to follow your ways all the days of our lives. Amen. Now would you please join me in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Dear Lord, we give you praise and thanks for our many blessings. We know all good things come from you. Please accept our offerings that they may be used to spread the gospel and further your kingdom here on earth. In your name, amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 12, and we will be reading verses 3 through 7. And I hate to flip out the guys up there, but I added a little bitty piece of scripture, 1 Samuel 17:40, and it's okay that you don't have it on the screen. It's okay. Therefore, son of man, pack your belongings for exile, and in the daytime, as they watch, set out and go from where you are to another place. Perhaps they will understand, though they are a rebellious people. During the daytime, while they watch, bring out your belongings, packed for exile. Then in the evening, while they are watching, go out like those who go into exile. While they watch, dig through the wall and take your belongings out through it. Put them on your shoulder as they are watching and carry them out at dusk. Cover your face so that you cannot see the land, for I have made you a sign to the Israelites. So I did as I was commanded. During the day, I brought out my things packed for exile. Then in the evening, I dug through the wall with my hands. I took my belongings out at dusk, carrying them on my shoulders while they watched. 1 Samuel 17:40. Then he took his staff in his hand. He chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, and he put them in a pouch of his shepherd's bag. And with his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistines. This is the word of God for the people of God. Would you pray with me, please, before we begin the message? Father God, what a joy it is to come into your house, into your throne room, Lord, because that is where we are. It is so nice to be able to walk in here freely. Many people in many areas of this world do not have that opportunity, Lord. I pray that you fill this throne room with your Holy Spirit. Fill each of us, Lord, as we are all here to get our cup filled, to go back out into your world and to be your hands and feet for another 7 days. Lord, I lift this message up to you, words that you laid on my heart. I pray that if there is anything that I say that is not correct, that it is forgotten just as quickly as it is said. I pray that you use me as the instrument, as the vessel, to be your speaker. In your name I pray, amen. So as Teresa said, I am Terry Buddy, my husband Dale. I call him Driver Dale. We have been here before, but it has been a little while since I've been at Oxford. So how are all of you? Doing okay, huh? Yeah. I just something that I picked up, but as I get up from the chair and I walk over here and I stand in front of this pulpit, there's a place in the floor where the wood has been worn down. And all through the worship service this morning, I think, how many pastors have stood in this place? How many people were called to God right here? And it's just something that struck me. It's just, don't ever move that piece of wood because it's just kind of cool. My husband and I are from Remington. So we had a little bit of a travel this morning, and when I got up, I thought it was going to be a little foggy, but it all cleared out, and that's been fine. At Mount Gilboa, which is where we normally worship, we've been talking about our burdens, what they are, how we carry them, and what we do with them. And I kept thinking about baggage. I felt a nudge that I was supposed to do something on this topic. Okay, God, I'm listening. But you know, it's kind of been a week for me. I've been in and out. I've had auditors. I've had year end and month end. I'm a district leader for the clerk treasurers of Indiana. And I have 12 new clerks because last year was an election year. And they're very lost, and I have been spending a lot of time with the new people. Couldn't I just do something that I already have worked up? And I kept feeling this gentle nudge. Okay, God, I'm listening. I get it. So I start looking at Scripture, and honestly, nothing really jumped out at me. So I'm not finding Scripture, but the idea of what's in your bag comes to me. So I keep searching for Scripture. And finally, bingo. I think the Scripture for today fits pretty well with where I'm going to go or where God has led me. So I am betting if I asked any of the females here in the room to bring up your purse, well, first I'd probably get a look of no way. But when you realize that I'm being serious and they brought their purse up here and they dumped it out right here on this little table in front of us, we would all be amazed at all of the things that a lady can stash in her purse. And I'm sure every man sitting in here would be very surprised at all of those things that a lady deems essential enough to carry in her purse, those things that we just can't live without. But we women, we know the real truth, don't we? You know, a little over 10 years ago, as I was meeting my plastic surgeon for my breast cancer surgery, I remember the doctor and the nurse talking about no heavy lifting and trying to explain to me what they meant by no heavy lifting. which to them was nothing over 10 pounds. So the nurse told me no more than a gallon of milk. And I'm thinking, really? A gallon of milk weighs 10 pounds? I didn't realize that. And then, you know, I'm in there and I got the gown on and I'm sitting on the table thingy, and she looked over at my purse and she said, go get a baby purse. Enough to hold your insurance cards and your phone, because you're not going to need anything like that in the hospital. And that, and she pointed back at my purse, she said, that is way over 10 pounds. Okay, guilty as charged. So I thought we'd do a little what's in the bag today. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the commercial, what's in your wallet? I don't even remember what that commercial was selling, but I remember the saying. No, I'm not going to ask any of you to empty your purses up here. I know better than that. And no, I'm not going to empty my purse either, because I definitely know better than that. But I did bring a few bags from home. So let's see what we have, shall we? So this is the first bag. And I carry it when I go doing pulpit fill, like this morning. I also carry this to my work conferences, because if somebody's looking for me, most of them know this is the bag I carry. It stands out, you know, it's not just black or brown, and they can kind of figure out where I'm located if they need to talk to me. I love the saying on the front. It was a gift from a good friend of mine. So let's see what we have in here, shall we? I have the United Methodist hymnal with all my tabs. Handy thing to have when you're doing pulpit fill. I have hand sanitizer because we all went through COVID-19. I also have an old face mask that I haven't removed from it yet. What else do I have? I have a flashlight. Because this bag also goes with me when I serve on great banquet teams, and it gets dark at night, so I need that flashlight to get me back to where I'm sleeping. I have a pen. What else? Oh, I have some Tylenol, because sometimes work gives me a headache. And I have some chapstick, because we all know we need that sometimes. Pretty normal stuff. Things that I need when I'm either doing this job or when I'm away at conference. Not a lot of surprises in there. It actually wasn't too heavy. I can carry that bag around from church to church or work conference just fine. I don't feel overwhelmed when I have to carry it, or I don't feel like it's too heavy. I'd say that bag was just about right. And now let's look at the second bag. This bag is much heavier. And let's see what's in here, shall we? Lots of stuff. Oh my goodness. I'm finding things like shame, guilt. Any of you carry any of that around in a bag? Loneliness. I heard some of you talking during Joys and Concerns about keeping in contact with people, and that is such a good thing. It's a positive thing. Ooh. How about greed? Anybody carry that around? That's kind of an ugly one. Anybody struggle with depression and carry that around in a bag? I know I have some troubles with that, especially when we were talking earlier about not seeing the sun, but this week we got to see it for a little bit. That was such a blessing. How about an addiction? Maybe food, maybe gambling, maybe alcohol, pornography. It could be anything. If something takes the place of God. You might want to think about whether it's an addiction or not. Who here doesn't have the baggage of money? Am I going to have enough? How will I pay my electric bill? Will I be able to retire? That's kind of on my husband and I's mind here lately. Last one, health concerns. We went through those joys and concerns, and there were a lot of people that were praying for health issues. Health concerns is a big one. Now this bag is heavy. It has lots of mucky stuff in it. And it's kind of hard to fit all those things into one bag. And when I tried to pick it up, it was kind of a struggle. So let me ask you this. What's in the bag that you're carrying around? It may not be a pretty bag like the one I showed you. Maybe it's an internal bag. Did I go through and name anything that's in your bag? I want you to take a minute and think about other things that you're carrying around. Is there anything different than what was in the bag that comes to your mind? I'm not going to ask you to tell us. I just want you to think about it. Then I want you to think for a minute, is it worth carrying around this or carrying around that? You fill the blanks from your bag. Like the lady who needs to clean out her purse, what's in your bag that you could get rid of, that you could give to God? While you're thinking about what you could get rid of, I want to talk about the second part of our scripture that I kind of sprung on the gentleman upstairs from 1 Samuel. This is the story of David and Goliath, and we are probably all very familiar with that story. Remember Goliath? He was the big bully on the other side of the mountain ridge who would call out each day, probably several times a day, taunting the Israelites. He kept calling to them to come and fight him. And if you remember, everyone in the Israelite camp was terrified to fight Goliath. And then one day, David was at camp and heard Goliath calling and taunting, and he volunteered to fight Goliath. Our scripture this morning talks about David filling his bag with 5 smooth stones. Nothing more, nothing less. Just 5 smooth stones. As the story goes on, David selects one of those stones from his bag. He puts it in his slingshot, and he hits Goliath in the middle of his forehead. Goliath falls to the ground, and David kills him. I'd say that was a pretty important bag. I'd also say David made a wise choice selecting those 5 few smooth stones, even though he only needed 1. Do you think David was carrying around unseen baggage with him when he stepped in to fight Goliath? I don't think so. David took his belief in God with him to that battlefield, and he knew because of God that he wasn't going to be defeated. And that brings me to our last bag. This one's not very heavy at all, but I got something written on here. J-E-S. Somebody needs to work on their handwriting. U-S. Jesus. This is the bag that Jesus would carry. Let's open it up. There's nothing inside. It's empty. It's empty like the tomb on Easter morning. What do you think of that? Now, why would Jesus' bag be empty? I mean, if you think about it, they didn't have vehicles to store all their stuff in. They probably needed a good sturdy bag. Jesus' bag is empty because he went to the cross for each one of us. He took our baggage, our sin, all of our extra stuff. Jesus chose that cross for me. He chose that cross for each of you online. He chose that cross for you and you and each one of you and those of you up there in what I call the peanut gallery. He chose that bag for each and every one of us. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 tells us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is telling us that his burden is light, his bag is empty. He's also telling us to give him our baggage. He doesn't want us carrying it around with us, that big heavy bag that I was lifting, weighing us down, tiring us out. That's not God's plan for us. So I ask you again, what's in your bag? What are you carrying around daily? What are you maybe going to bed with each night, keeping you awake so you don't get your body's rest that it needs? We all do it. We all do it. But it's not God's plan for us. And so today, if you're sitting here and you're thinking and your bag is too heavy, give it to God, because he is standing there waiting. Amen. I want to just take a minute and thank the tech guys up there who make my job easy, the candle lighter, the people that took the offering, to Teresa for, you were awesome, helping me out. Each of you are so warm and welcoming when we walk into this church, and I thank you for that. Some churches aren't like that, I can tell you. And now will you join me in the benediction, please? As you leave here today, leave your baggage here. Remember, carrying all of that heavy baggage around is not God's plan for you.